77 WABC Radio Studios in the center of the universe, New York City. It's the Rob Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour starring Rob Bartlett. And now, here's your host, Rob Bartlett.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that spontaneous round of applause. Could it have taken longer for you guys to applaud? I mean, it's like, what have I ever done to get this resentment from you guys? Like, right off the bat before the show even starts.
Can I keep you on your toes?
Thank you, Megan. I need to be kept on my toes.
Yeah.
Yes. Welcome to the Rob Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour. I am Rob Bartlett.
Yeah!
That's a pity. I'm not into that. This is my radio comedy hour, and we're here with the usual suspects. We've been having many bizarre discussions off air, not the least of which were, about a really bad movie that Gary saw, The Phantom Thread, which those of you who have not seen the movie, this was the final film of the great actor,
Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's right. So he's my inspiration, Daniel Day-Lewis. You know what it is about him?
What?
It's craft.
Precision.
Yeah, that was really lackluster.
Because you quoted it wrong.
Oh, well, Megan, tell me what my quote is.
Your quote is, that's precision.
Oh.
That's craft.
Okay. All right. So you know what Daniel Day-Lewis is?
That's craft. That's precision.
I'm saying you couldn't get it right either. Guys, do anything fun? Anything to report? I mean, last week we heard all about Mandy's exploits with heat transfer and plastic and steaming dumplings. Did anybody else have a culinary mishap or anything similar, anything fun? Whitney and Megan?
No.
Nothing. Okay, all right. This is really good. We're opening the show with, like, nobody did anything of note the past week.
I walk in the park all the time, and I think I'm, like, becoming the Snow White of Astoria Park.
Oh. The Snow White of Astoria? No,
yeah.
What does that mean?
She
tames
the animals.
I'm accumulating animal friends.
Oh, are they
in Astoria?
Like the birds are coming.
Yeah, no,
to light
no.
On
I
you?
Have. Okay, so get this. I have a squirrel friend named Stubby, and I know
his tail is cut off.
His tail's cropped. I don't know what happened.
And a cat named Henry.
No, stop ruining it. First of all, his name is not Henry. Second of all,
like Prince Henry,
let me finish talking about Stubby. I know where Stubby lives. I see him every morning. He comes out and he says hi to me. Now we can talk about the cats. There's two cats that I'm friends with. One is Charlie.
Oh.
Charlie likes to hunt mice and rats on one side of the park. Say hi to him all the time. And then I just found out there's another cat that looked like maybe it's Charlie's brother. And he hunts, get this, whole adult pigeons. And he hunts on the other side of the park.
That is one of the more disturbing things I think I've heard in a long time. This is how you filled your week?
No, just
like
mornings.
Like looking at animals and
every morning. It's just, every morning.
Just my mornings. I live a very fulfilling life. This isn't all there
what
is.
What kind of fulfilling
it.
Life is it when you walk through a park looking at roadkill? I mean,
no, they're still kind of alive when they're in the cat's mouths.
Does Stubby know you?
Stubby, I think Stubby is getting to know me a little bit. I need to bring some food, though.
See, my wife calls me Stubby, but but for very, very different reasons. And we're not going to get into them right now. Let's introduce the Robbio Radio players.
Yay!
I guess at this point, you've already heard from them. My co-writer, formerly of Saturday Night Live, the author of I Wasn't My First Choice, Short Stories and Extended Fragments, My Life is Spam, Even the Semi-True Parts Are Made Up, which is available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle editions. It's a very funny book. He takes out everybody and everything. Pop culture. Get it today. I give you a money-back guarantee. It'll make you laugh. Mr. Andrew Smith.
Yeah!
And he's going to need the money because he's going to have to retain legal counsel after today's show. Musical theater actress and one of the more delightfully guileless humans on the planet. The lovely and talented, not really all that good in science when it comes to heat exchange, Miss Mandy Lee Thompson.
Yay! Oh, shucks.
Actor, singer, composer, music producer, recording engineer, a man who is so handsome, if I ever went over to the other side, it would be because of him. Aww. Say hello to Steve Mecca. New York theater actress, writer, producer, filmmaker, and a woman whose myriad talents I feel we have only scratched the surface, the beautiful Ms. Whitney Johnson.
Yeah.
And the Renaissance lady herself, actor, singer, writer, and playing the title role in the award-winning animated short Dr. Mantis, insect analyst, Ms. Megan Samard.
Thank you.
Now, you know, last week, Dr. Mantis was in the London Short Film Festival.
International.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
The International Short Film Festival in London.
Right.
Yeah. London International.
The London International Short Film Festival. Right.
That's fancy.
The International Silver String Submarine Band. Well, we have another great show for you tonight. And
yeah.
I'm very excited.
Oh, there's the doorbell.
I wonder who it could be.
Okay, nobody thinks it's weird that the radio studio has a doorbell or that we don't know who's about to make an entrance. It's Yoko Ono.
Oh, look, it's Yoko Ono.
Wow, imagine that. What a surprise.
Wow, Yoko Ono. How cool is this?
What do you mean cool? She's here every friggin' week.
I know, aren't I?
So, what brings you here this week, Yoko?
My driver, Elliot.
A limo?
Yes, an environmentally conscious electric Tesla limo.
Of course.
You know, Yoko, all the times you've stopped by, I've never asked you about your husband.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Ask me anything.
What was life like for the two of you?
Well, being married to a composer does have its challenges. In many ways, I feel that was the reason for our divorce.
Wait a second. You and John got a divorce?
Oh, no. My first husband, Toshi Ichiyanagi.
Oh, I didn't know you were married before John.
Twice, actually.
Really?
Yes. Toshi was my first husband. In 1960, he wrote Kaiki, which combined Japanese instruments like koto with Western instruments like harmonica and saxophone.
That sounds interesting.
It was awful. Another work called Distance required the performers to play from a distance of 3 meters from their instruments.
I'm starting to get an idea where you've gotten a lot of your artistic inspiration, Yoko.
Who was your other husband before John?
Tony Cox.
Oh, I love him! He's the little person who plays the elf in Bad Santa and the limo driver in that Jim Carrey movie with Renee Zellweger.
No. Actually, he was a film producer and art promoter. I had our marriage annulled after a year, but we still collaborated on conceptual art. He was the inspiration for my exhibition, Half a Room, various objects cut in half and painted white.
Why didn't you get your marriage annulled?
I met John. I mean, Tony was a dweeby little art dealer, and John was a beetle.
Okay, so do you have a haiku for us, Yoko? I mean, I can't wait.
Of course. In fact, this one is about you.
Really? What's it called?
Whitney Johnson.
Ooh.
It goes like this. Dear Whitney Johnson, what is your problem, lady? Are you jealous much?
Wow.
Now do one with me!
Oh, look at the time. I'm late for my appointment. I'll see you, Mandy.
Oh, I thought you'd do one with me.
That was it.
Oh, wow. I guess it was.
Goodbye, everybody. Sing for peace. Always fun to have Yoko with us, isn't it? It really is.
So educational.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I learned something the other night. Little known fact.
What's that?
Did you know that mortality resulting from roadkill can be very significant for species with small populations?
What?
Roadkill is estimated to be responsible for 50% of deaths of Florida panthers and the largest cause of badger deaths in England.
What?
That's right. Roadkill is considered to significantly contribute to the population decline of many threatened species. Wolf, koala, and eastern quoll.
Wow.
In Tasmania, Australia, the most common species affected by roadkill are brush-tail possums and Tasmanian padmelons.
Wow. The internet is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
The more you know.
Padmelon.
Well, This is why I'm king of the segues. Yeah. Bud Spurlow has become a true friend of the show. He was one of our first sponsors with Bud Spurlow's Catheter Born, which sold slightly used catheters for a fraction of what they'd cost from hospitals or medical supply companies. Bud Spurlow's Yoga Born, which offered discount classes in all forms of yoga, including llama yoga, where you posed surrounded by live llamas. And Bud Spurlow's Gone to Glory Born, where coffins and tombstones made out of recycled newspaper. And he passed the savings on to you. But tonight, he unveils his latest venture, Bud Spurlow's Roadside Roadkill Cafe and Gift Shop. Bud, would you like to take your family out to dinner without it costing you half your life savings?
I took my wife and kids to the Olive Garden, and the bill darn near came to a week's salary at my two jobs at the methane plant and grocery bagger at the Piggly Wiggly.
Well, here's the answer to your prayers. Introducing Bud Spurlow's Roadside Roadkill Cafe and Gift Shop. You eat what you kill and scrape off the bumper of your pickup.
You know, I never ate beaver before, but after my husband Ed run over one with his Ford F-150, we took it to Bud Spurlow's Roadside Roadkill Cafe and Gift Shop, and they whipped us up a stew from the tail. Boy, howdy, was that little bugger tasty.
You can dine on swine or eat raccoon meat. Whatever animal you send to glory with your family vehicle, you can have it at Bud Spurlow's Roadside Roadkill Cafe and Gift Shop. Possum, raccoon, deer, elk, bear, armadillo, hell, maybe even a snake. Or your mother-in-law. No, that's inhumane. Why'd you want to kill a snake?
I brought Bud a hog I hit in my Chevrolet Silverado. And before I could say sorry to that farmer, Bud had that sucker cut, dressed, and quartered like the finest butcher shops in Les Halles, Paris, France, and cooked a 7-course snout-to-tail dinner. Mm-mm-mm. That roadkill was finger-licking good.
Now, you're probably saying, Bud, is the roadkill fresh?
Bud, is the roadkill fresh?
As fresh as you like, because we don't touch no meat that you can't eat. As soon as you bring us the carcass of the animal you killed, we'll fire up the grill, get her going, and before you know it, you and your family will be hunkering down to a meal that you provided the entree for yourself.
Moose was out of season, but then I sideways. Moose was out of season, but then I sideswiped one crossing Route 35, and I was able to surprise my husband for his birthday with a mouth-watering fricassee prepared by one of Bud Spurlow's award-winning chefs.
Whether it's got tire marks on its back or mashed like a tater, Bud Spurlow's Roadside Roadkill Cafe and Gift Shop is the place where you and your family can enjoy a delicious, freshly killed dinner. Now, I know you're saying, Bud, that's got to be a mite pricey, don't it?
Bud, that's got to be a mite pricey, don't it?
Well, the roadkill is free. It's the cooking that costs. And seeing as how my chefs are all recently released from the state correctional facility, I don't got to pay them all that much, so I can pass the savings on to you.
Last Christmas, I hit a big old reindeer in my Silverado and took it over to Bud Spurlow's, and he had that bad boy made into sandwiches faster than you could say ho, ho, ho. Still feel bad about that fat man in the red suit was driving him, though.
Plus, while you're gnawing on that critter bone, I skin, tan, stuff, and mount everything on the outside that you ain't eating. So you get a souvenir of your meal to take home from the Bud Spurlow's Roadside Roadkill Cafe and Gift Shop.
I clipped a 15-point buck, and not only did Bud Spurlow's Roadside Roadkill Cafe make us a fine fricassee out of the carcass and provided us with about 200 pounds of venison steaks, the gift shop made me a hat rack in my parlor from the head to remember him by.
That's Bud Spurlow's Roadside Roadkill Cafe and Gift Shop, located at 1818 Buford Boulevard, just a mile before the on-ramp of the Big Dantigue Memorial Highway, right next door to Leonard Small's Trailer Parts Emporium, and directly across from Gail Snoat's Pimento Cheese Carving Service. Remember, if you didn't go to Bud Spurlow's Roadside Roadkill Cafe and Gift Shop, you probably went somewhere else.
Formerly Bud Spurlow's Gooey Freeze Custard Stand and Body Shop.
I think Bud Spurlow's is possibly the last restaurant in the country, maybe even on the earth, that still prepares a fricassee. You don't see good fricassee anywhere. I mean, it's not like the Olive Garden is doing fricassee anymore, but I don't know.
What is fricassee anyway?
It's one of the more disgusting ways to prepare food.
Oh.
I think it's like steaming and sauteing, and I know there's cream and casserole, and it's, I don't know. And if I won't eat it, you know it's bad. So I've actually passed by Bud Spurlow's various.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have.
Yeah?
I got a road trip. And I pulled over and I bought a pecan log. and a catheter, and went on my way.
But did you eat there?
No, I have not eaten at Roadside Roadkill Cafe and gift shop yet. But I'll go to the gift shop part. I won't eat anything with a face. So unless it's a human. Maybe I could run over people I really hate.
Yeah.
You know, rather than poor defenseless little animals trying to cross the street.
Yeah.
The only problem is with as many people as I hate, it would be a smorgasbord. It'd be a midnight buffet. There are so many people that I hate that it would just be a feast.
A luau.
It'd be a luau. Exactly right.
That'd be a big frickin' fricassee.
You know, leave it to Mandy Pantyhose Thompson to come up with the alliterative phrase of the program. That's...
Can I have a t-shirt?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's going to be a t-shirt. Oh, God. That's classic pantyhose, isn't it?
Aww.
That's right. That's why she is the toast of Waterbury, Connecticut.
That's right.
Which I'll be in Waterbury, Connecticut, October 27th at the Seven Angels Theater, my triumphant return. So go to sevenangelstheater.org to get tickets for that Halloween show. I'll be in costume. I'll be dressed up as the planet Jupiter. We'll be back. Don't go away. We have more of the Rob Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour right here on 77 WABC. Welcome back, boys and girls, to the Rob Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour. I am Rob Bartlett, and this is my Radio Comedy Hour. Last week, we...
Hi, guys! Hi!
Hi, Linda.
Hi, everybody!
Hi, Linda.
Hello, Robert. Just doing my weekly check-in. Uh-huh. Gotta make sure you're adhering to the network's standards and practices.
Oh, well, yeah, we haven't seen you in a couple weeks.
I was on vacation. Vacay. You know, like one of those thrill-seeker danger vacations.
Really? Where'd you go?
I did a tour of the Outback.
Wow, that must have been dangerous.
How? Right you are, Robert. The floor in the kitchen was so wet, I nearly slipped and fell and broke my clavicle.
What?
Not to mention all those sharp knives they leave around.
Wait a minute. You didn't go to the Australian Outback? You went to an Outback steakhouse?
Yes.
Just curious, where does one book a tour like that?
Oh, I didn't book a tour. I just walked into the back.
So what was the thrilling part?
Seeing how they make those bloomin' onions?
That was thrilling?
Robert, it's an expression of the art culinary science. An onion opens up into a flower.
Okay. So you need to tell me anything, Linda? Any memos from the network?
Not that I can think of. Everything is hunky-dorky.
Dory, hunky-dory.
You saw Finding Dory? I love that movie. What a performance from that fish. The fact that she wasn't nominated for an Oscar is a sin.
Linda, Dory isn't real. She's a cartoon, not a live actress.
Sure. A cartoon. I have two words for you, Mr. Smarty Trousers. Get real, Buster!
Well, sorry you have to go, Linda.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I have to go. Oh, but before I do, actually, the network wanted me to tell you that soap opera segment you're doing is getting a little racy.
Oh, racy?
Yeah, vroom, vroom, super hot. Okay, gotta go. Bye!
Linda from the network, everybody. Always great to see her.
She's wacky.
Oh, wacky, I don't think really covers it, Megan. As I started to say, a couple weeks ago, we started a new episodic recurring bit, a soap opera. It's set in a nursing home, and it has it all. Sex, murder, deception, leaky catheters. It's one of the most popular segments we've done so far, and so tonight we are offering you dear listeners, the thrilling conclusion of the last days of our lives. Like sands through an hourglass and a candle wick burning down, like sudden cardiac arrest, so are the last days of our lives. The continuing stories of the hopes, fears, dreams, and delusions of the Golden Sunshine Terrace Manor Nursing Home. When we last left Dr. Spencer Malone and Nurse Daisy Hemingway, they had just finished making love with Nurse Beatrice in the pharmacy closet, next to the dead body of Dr. Carver Whittingham.
Oh, well, that was special. Nurse Beatrice, I never knew you were so flexible.
What were those positions you did there towards the end?
Well, I started with the Cleveland accordion, then moved on to the crouching mongoose, and finished with the yawning congress of the elephant.
That would explain the peanuts.
Well, now you know that Daisy and I are lovers. Sexual lovers. The kind that have sex.
Well, now you know that I'm responsible for killing Dr. Whittingham.
He was a speed freak anyway. It was only a matter of time before his heart gave out. At least he died with a smile on his face.
And if he hadn't had the coronary while making love with you, he would have eventually had it while having sex with me.
What? You betrayed me. You cheated on me.
Yes, yes. I slept with another doctor.
Not just a doctor. He was a proctologist.
Well, you cheated on me with Nurse Beatrice.
Wait a second. You were just there with us too?
Even worse, you did it right in front of me!
Meanwhile, Abigail Bancroft, co-owner of the Golden Sunshine Terrace Manor, is trying to distract the state inspector, Blake Davenport, from discovering evidence that she and her husband Cooper have been keeping state funds intended for the residents of the home for themselves.
Well, Mrs. Bancroft, this certainly is an impressive facility you're running here. Now, if I could just see your books, the bank statements, and the Medicaid receipts.
Of course. But first, there's just one more room I want to show you.
Oh, why, Mrs. Bancroft, this looks like yours and your husband's...
We sleep in separate bedrooms.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's better this way. We won't be disturbed.
I think I'd better leave, Mrs. Bancroft. Please, put your top back on. Now, if you'll kindly just show me your books.
I'd rather show you these.
Mrs. Bancroft!
What are you waiting for? You're a state inspector. Start inspecting me.
Back in the day room, Mrs. Dubois, who has just told her boyfriend Hank that she is pregnant, sees a worried Cooper Bancroft pacing the hallway.
Hey, Bancroft! Come here! Are you qualified to perform marriages?
I suppose so. I once sent the proof of purchase labels from 12 boxes of macaroni and cheese, and they sent me a certificate that said I was Minister of Macaroni.
Good. I want you to marry me and Mr. Bigelow.
Mr. Bigelow?
Yes. Once we're married, if anything should happen to him, I would be the beneficiary, wouldn't I?
Yes, you would. And you'd be a very rich woman. Mr. Bigelow is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's what I thought.
Well, how will you get him to marry you? He's a lifelong bachelor. And then what happens after you... Mrs. Dubois, should I not be thinking that you're thinking what I think you're thinking?
What do you think I'm thinking?
Not what I think you're thinking, unless you're thinking of...
You're a little slow on the uptake there, Bancroft, but I have a plan, and if you help me implement it, I'll cut you in for a piece.
Why, Mrs. Dubois, you little vixen.
Do we have a deal?
I'm in. You're so naughty. I find evil so erotic. I can't believe it, but I am turned on right now.
Come back to my room with me, and I'll get even more naughty with you.
while Mrs. Dubois cheats on her boyfriend Hank with Cooper Bancroft, who, by having sex with Mrs. Dubois, is cheating on his wife Abby, who is cheating on him with the state inspector, Blake Davenport, Dr. Malone cheats on his lover Nurse Daisy with Nurse Beatrice, right in front of Nurse Daisy, who has cheated on her lover Dr. Malone with the now-deceased Dr. Whittingham, and is also about to cheat on him again with Nurse Beatrice.
Does that mean another threesome?
Yes.
Well, all right then. Nurse Beatrice, show me that incontinent monkey position I've heard so much about.
I may have to sit this one out. I think I hurt my back last time.
Meanwhile, alone in his room, Mr. Bigelow reflects on his becoming a father.
A father? Me?
Well, are you ready to make me an honest woman?
What? Grace, I wasn't expecting you. And Mr. Cooper, what are you doing here?
I'm ready to marry you.
I'm flattered, but you're not my type.
No, I mean, I'm here to perform the ceremony.
This is so romantic.
Let's get right to it, shall we?
Do you, Grace Dubois, take Hank Bigelow to be your lawfully wedded husband, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, which is pretty much a moot point, until death do you part, which could be sometime in the very near future?
I do.
Do you, Hank Bigelow, take Grace Dubois to be your lawfully wedded wife, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do you part?
I do.
By the power invested in me by the state of New York and Kraft macaroni and cheese, it's the cheesiest, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride. Goodbye.
What? Grace! What's with the tongue depressor? That looks sharp. You gonna stab me? But I'm the father of your child!
No, you're the man who's gonna make me a widow. A very rich widow. Sorry, Hank.
Grace! No!
Mr. Bigelow? Mr. Bigelow, wake up! You're having a bad dream.
What? Oh, holy smokes, did that ever seem real?
Hey, old-timer, maybe you should lay off the pistachio nuts before you go to sleep.
Oh, leave him alone, Coop. Are you okay, Mr. Bigelow?
Yeah, I just had the strangest dream. You were there, and you were there, and you, and...
How about us?
Don't tell us we weren't there. You're our favorite patient.
And what about me? You didn't forget me, did you?
I better have been there, too. I'm your girlfriend, after all.
Victoria, you know you were named Grace in the dream. You don't want to know what you were doing in my dream.
Come on, handsome. Let me take you to breakfast. There's blueberry pancakes in the dining room this morning.
Let's go.
I love you, Hank.
I love you.
Hank, I have to tell you something.
Don't tell me you're pregnant.
A dream. It was all a dream.
Wow.
That old gag. Have you guys seen this show Maniac?
Not yet.
I've heard good things.
It's kind of like a bad dream. It's like,
really?
Yeah, it's Seth, not Seth Rogen. Jonah Hill. I always get those two mistakes. Jonah Hill and Emma Thompson. Emma Stone.
Come on, Rob.
I've actually never seen the show. I'm just trying to get a segue into our next bit. Because it turns out that the guy who wrote and directed this is the new James Bond director.
Oh.
They replaced Danny Boyle.
Wow.
You know, at first they thought that Daniel Craig wasn't going to be, you know, in it, and then he was signed on, and then Danny Boyle was hired as director, and then Danny Boyle left to creative differences, and they weren't sure if Daniel Craig was going to stay, and then Cary Joji Fukunaga, the guy who directed Beast in the Nations and True Detective, and This Maniac, which is a cross between a fever dream acid trip and like a progressive flow commercial. Now, being Daniel Craig isn't really into doing another Bond movie in the first place, I wonder if Fukunaga will replace him with some equally strange, outside-of-the-box choice to play James Bond.
He's back!
The missing radioactive isotopes have caused widespread panic in most of the free world.
17 Black. You win again, monsieur.
Well played, mister.
Bond! James! Bond!
I haven't had the pleasure.
Oh, don't worry. You will. Many times. many times. I suppose what I'm saying is we're gonna have sex. A lot of sex. A lot. He's back. James Bond 007 is back. And if I may ask, what is your name?
Morehead. Divya Morehead.
Wow. That name, it's like, it's crazy. The longest, most successful movie franchise of all time. Now reimagined by director Cary Fukunaga. With Christopher Walken as James Bond, Agent 007. Miss, get your top off. I'm very familiar with KGB protocol, but there's something that's always intrigued me. Why, when I eat asparagus, my pee smells funny. Bond is back with all the girls.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Bond. Welcome to the secret lair of Dr. Blowfish. I'm Chastity Big Hooters.
Well, thank you for keeping me abreast of the situation. That's a pun. It's a reference to your boobies, which are big. Very, very big. I mean, just ridiculously large. James Bond facing his deadliest adversary yet.
You have cost me precious time, Mr. Bond. Been quite a nuisance. But soon my fiendish plan will be implemented and I will achieve world domination.
You know, kiddo, I love spaghetti. I love to cook it, but I love to eat it. I would eat it every day, but you can't. You can't do that. Crazy.
I am going to bind you and string you up. Hang you over a lava pit filled with sharks and alligators.
I like cats a lot. They're great. When they eat, they always leave a little bit at the bottom of the bowl. Dogs, they don't do that. A dog will polish the bowl. But a cat always leaves a little bit. It's like an offering.
Christopher Walken is James Bond 007 in Dying Makes You Dead.
The question mark is originally from an Egyptian hieroglyph that signified a cat walking away. You know, it's the tail. And that symbol meant when they're ignoring you. Cats, they're weird.
You know, Christopher Walken, you put him in any movie, yeah. Even a movie he's not normally in, and it's immediately a better picture.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I mean, like, what if he's like Gone with the Wind, you know? Frankly, Scarlet, yeah. I don't give a damn. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Wizard of Oz. No, I've never met him. I never met him.
I think he's very nice.
He's supposed to be very nice, yeah.
But does he know that you do?
No, I don't think he knows anybody does an impression of him, Andrew. It's such an odd impression. Nobody does Christopher Walken but me. And if you want to see more of me doing Christopher Walken, you can come see me at the Seven Angels Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut, where I'll be October 27th. Go to the Seven Angels Theater website. It's sevenangelstheater.org and spell theater R-E instead of E-R because it's classy. We'll be right back with more of the Rob Barlow Radio Comedy Hour after these messages. But stay with us. More show for you here on 77 WABC. Get in on the action. That's what she said. Visit mybookie.net's website today and use promo Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T, to get a 100% sign-up bonus. Mybookie.net. That's bookie, not boogie. An entirely different thing. Use promo code Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T, for a 100% bonus. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply for entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Rob on the Radio Comedy Hour.
Welcome back. Welcome back, boys and girls, to the Rob Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour. Once again, I am Rob Bartlett, and once again, this is my Radio Comedy Hour. I'm still thinking of... Mandy makes me laugh.
Just,
every week, you manage to come up with something that, you know...
I have a lot more up my sleeve.
We know this about you, which is somewhat disturbing. I don't know why, but it just... See, Megan doesn't do all these weird things. Megan's, like, very serious, kind of...
That sounds a lot like me.
I'm being facetious, actually.
Are you?
You guys are the most nuts people I know in my life. Seriously, it's like a freaking circus being around, just even the two of you.
That's true. Have you seen our margarita video?
Yes, I have seen the margarita video. How many margaritas did you guys have that night, by the way?
Only two pitchers.
It was all Steve's fault, really.
Yeah. See, I got the feeling that Megan was kind of putting it on a little bit, because I feel like Megan can hold her liquor. You, on the other hand, I think you smell a Chardonnay, and you're loaded, Mandy. That's what I think. I mean, it's the opposite?
It's the exact opposite.
Seriously?
Seriously. Yeah.
I'm a heavyweight.
Yeah.
I never knew you was...
Mandy's cool as a cucumber when she has, like, Megan...
No,
a tablespoon, and that's about it.
So I think my favorite part of the video was like, and we had two pitches of margaritas, so suck it. It's what you get when you don't go out drinking with the cast after the show. You get a drunk video texted to you at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you know why?
Why is that? Yeah.
That's precision.
That's craft.
Very good. Excellent. See, it's a slug. We have like a little through line here. It makes me very happy. I have a very interesting little known fact that I just learned. Megan, you're a Star Wars fan.
Mm-hmm.
The Death Star didn't have HBO.
What?
I know, right?
That's how it's
right? They had a weapon that could blow up a whole planet, but no HBO or Showtime.
Like?
Only basic cable. Which, of course, had commercials. George Lucas apparently shot a couple.
Oh.
But they wound up on the cutting room floor. But you'll be happy to know, guess who found one?
Who?
That would be me.
Wow.
And here it is.
As the war against the Rebel Alliance made things too busy for a home-cooked meal... Do you hate the hassle of waiting for your food to thaw or your oven to heat?
What if you could cook great Tauntaun steaks, barbecued Ewok ribs, or grilled Bantha kebabs faster than the Millennium Falcon made the Kessel Run?
Introducing the Darfco Lightsaber Easy Grill, the revolutionary new indoor grilling system that makes it easy to feed a family of five to a squad of 50 stormtroopers in less than 10 parsecs. Right, Princess Leia?
You bet, Lord Vader. The new Lightsaber Easy Grill cooks healthy, delicious meals using state-of-the-art lightsaber technology.
With the new Darfco Lightsaber Easy Grill, I can prepare everything from Wookiee burgers to Rancor roasts in less time than it takes to get a pizza delivered to the Death Star.
Just look at these delicious Bantha kebabs.
I can actually smell them through my breather mask. My mouth is watering. I better be careful. Don't want to short-circuit my respirator.
With the Darfco Lightsaber Easy Grill, I can use the Force to put a healthy meal on my family's table, from frozen to fabulous, in just milliseconds.
We call it the Easy Grill because it makes cooking dinner easy. Just pop in your food, drop it in, turn the dial, and when it dings...
It's done! Just look at these Ewok ribs. So tender and juicy.
Boy, would I love to sink my teeth into one of those. But I can't. Obviously, because, the mask. I take this off. It's the last thing I ever eat, right?
That's for sure.
The Darfco Lightsaber Easy Grill uses the indirect heat of a lightsaber to cook your food with the precision of a Jedi Master. But don't take my word for it.
acted an ounce in Emperor Palpatine. I have a price on my head, so I'm always on the go. I don't have a lot of time to prepare nutritious meals for my family. But with the .co Lightsaber Easy Grill, I can have dinner on my table quicker than a jump to light speed. I just pop in my food, drop it in, turn the dial, and when it dings, it's done.
I'm still trying to figure out why one of the Star Wars characters has a Brooklyn accent. But you know the Darth Cole lightsaber Easy Grill uses the force field contained plasma blade from a lightsaber to cook your food. 2,500 degrees of steel melting heat.
Wait a second. Are those Wookiee burgers I smell?
That's right, Leia. Here, chew on a little Chewbacca.
Mmm. As Yoda would say, delicious this is.
I can't resist. I have to take a bite.
Lord Vader, your helmet. Don't take off your helmet. You'll...
Uh-oh. Guess that wasn't such a good idea.
Well... if you order right now, not only will you get the revolutionary Darthco lightsaber Easy Grill, we'll include a party basket so you can fry Gundark fingers in just milliseconds. Just drop them in, turn the dial, and when it dings, it's done. Call right now.
The revolutionary lightsaber Easy Grill from Darthco. May the knives and forks be with you.
That was possibly your greatest performance ever.
Will you tell me to give two voices?
And you made a very strong acting choice.
Thank you.
One that had nothing to do with Star Wars, but it was still a very strong acting choice. And we're very, very, very happy that you made that choice because it made the bit for me. Uh-huh. By the way, and I don't know if I brought it up this show, but Dr. Mantis, insect analyst, the animated short that is burning up the independent film festival circuit. Very, very big in Europe, by the way. We're winning awards left and right.
Really?
That's amazing. Right. We are.
They're so classy.
We are. We are a very classy operation. Yeah. And we're thinking of maybe expanding it to a feature. And and if we do, I think there may be a part in it for you, Mindy.
I get to do a Brooklyn accent again.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you do that helium thing you do. That would be a good insect voice, right?
Yeah. That'd probably be like a ladybug.
Right.
Or something.
So? How would she sound?
Oh, I have some new spots and I'm red.
You know what's going to wind up happening when everything is all said and done? You're going to become a huge star.
Yeah.
You're going to become enormous. And I'm going to like be opening for you on the road or something. It's just going to happen. I can just see it happening. It's not fair, by the way. I just want to get that out. Are you going to come to Seven Angels?
Of course. I mean, I wasn't invited officially, Rob.
Well, do you have to be officially invited? I mean, you know me.
Okay.
You are invited.
All right. I'd love to come.
I might have you working.
Thank you.
I might make you come up on stage and do your Star Wars Brooklyn accent. Hey, may the force be with you. I'm going to be there October 27th, which is a Saturday night. It's the Saturday night before Halloween.
Ooh.
So it'll be a very festive. Are you going to be in costume?
Absolutely.
What are you going to be?
I'll probably recycle my favorite Halloween costume, which is the time I played my own Pinky. And I actually got kicked out of school. I got in big trouble because they didn't think I was a Pinky. My mom made the other four fingers. I have photos. I haven't told you this before. Really? I had a character, an alter ego named Lola. She was my Pinky. And she had a black fro because she was sassy.
But they didn't think you were a finger. They thought you were something else.
Nope. And I had no idea.
Of course you didn't. Oh, can you dress up like Pinky on October 27th?
Yes, I still have it. I wear it
okay,
all the time.
All right, so Lola the Pinky, if you'd like to see Mandy Lee Pantyhose Thompson in the flesh, literally, come to the Seven Angels Theater October 27th. Get tickets at sevenangelstheater.org. I think you spell out Seven Angels, and it's R-E instead of E-R. And I think, is that sound... Is that music I'm hearing?
Is it? Oh,
Oh, you know what?
Man.
But you know what? That was a great way of going out with that pinky story. That's the end of our show. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Maybe if you missed anything, you can listen to us on the OG Podcast Network or iTunes or Google Play. Just Rob Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour. We're right there, right now. So go to it right now, and you'll be able to hear the show that you just heard. Again, it's even funnier the second time. Our program is produced by Gary Grant and me, Rob Bartlett. Written by Andrew Smith and me, Rob Bartlett. Featuring Megan Simard.
Yeah!
Andrew Smith.
Yeah!
Mandy Lee, Lola Pinky Thompson. Steve Mecca,
yeah.
Wendy Johnson, and me, Rob Bartlett. Original music composed by Gary Grant, Steve Mecca. I didn't have anything to do with that. Recording and engineering by Steve Mecca, directed by Gary Grant. No animals were harmed in the recording of this program. See you next week, everybody, for another episode of the Rob Bartlett Radio Comedy Hour, right here on 77 WABC.
Yeah.